சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சாப்டர் 13 வெர்ஸ் 11.
மயி சானல்யயோகேன பக்திரவ்யபிசாரிணீ விவிக்த தேஷ சேவித்வம் அரதிர்ஜனசம்சதி
லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா என்யூமரேட்டிங் ஆத்ம ஜான சாதனானி இன் த நேம் ஆஃப் ஜானம் த குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் டு பி அக்வைர்ட் டெலிபரேட்லி பை எவ்ரி பர்சன் especially by a Vedantic student. So, if I am a Vedantic student or a spiritual seeker, I have to dwell upon each and every virtue mentioned by Lord Krishna. What is the purpose of focusing upon those values? Focusing is very important because they give me physical help, mental health, spiritual health. This is not only for a Vedantic seeker. This is even for a normal person also. It is good for physical health and for my mental peace, tranquility to maintain. I have to imbibe these virtues. And finally, spiritual pursuit is possible only with these virtues. So from all angles, these virtues are very, very important. Therefore, I have to focus upon them. Lord Krishna said, அசக்திஹி அனபிஷ்வங்கா புத்திரதார கிரகாதிஷு நித்யஞ்ச சமசித்தத்வம். சமசித்தத்வம், த பேலன்ஸ்ட் மைண்ட், எ ட்ராங்குவில் மைண்ட், எ குவயட் மைண்ட் இஸ் டு பி மெயின்டெய்ன்ட். நித்யம் ச சமசித்தத்வம் இஷ்ட அனிஷ்ட உபபத்திஷு. வென் ஃபேவரபிள் situations, experiences I face, I experience, I have to maintain a balanced mind. Never be excited. Never be over anxious towards your favorable experience, because that favorable, pleasurable experience is also a temporary experience. It is also going to disappear in course of time. And when the unfavorable situation comes also, anishta upapattishu also, as a karma phala bhokta, my bad karma phalam I am exhausting. We may question the Lord, I am a very, very good person. Why I have to face this pain? Why I have to face this sorrow? We look from this Janma standpoint. From this Janma, in this life, how I am living, we are calculating. For this present sorrow, I tally, I am a very good person. Why this disease or sorrow is coming to me? To such a good person I am. Everyone is good for oneself. Everyone is good for oneself. I am very, very, very good person. Why I am undergoing? And my family members also feel bad. I am so good person. Why this person is undergoing this much pain? And immediately they question Bhagavan, you are tallying present karmas with your sorrow. But Bhagavan is very intelligent. Your pain, what you are undergoing now, don't tally with present karmas. You have to tally with the previous janma karma. That you are exhausting now. That you do not know. Fortunately or unfortunately, previous janma karmas, any papa karma I might have done unknowingly, I do not know previous janma itself. Where is the question of knowing previous janma karma? Previous janma itself I do not know. Previous janma karma, how do I know? I do not know. Since I do not know that, I am not able to decipher this pain, unfavorable sorrow, unfavorable condition now I am undergoing. I am not able to tally. That is why I question. Bhagavan says, don't question. You do not know your previous janma. You do not know your previous janma karma papam. Therefore, I am alone is the knower of that. Silently, why mood Indian? Silently, without asking a question, undergo this pain. Because this is previous janma karma phalam. Because you have no choice or chance to find out, to discover. Therefore, samachittatvam anishta upapattishu also. Then, next shloka, Lord Krishna's, ananya bhakti is the remedy for samachittatvam. Mai ananya yogena bhaktya. May you have devotion towards me. Avyabhicharini bhakti. Avyabhicharini bhakti is very, very important, Arjuna. Ananya yogena, with ananya yoga means undivided devotion. One-pointed devotion means jignasu bhakti visa in the last class. What do you mean by avyabhicharini bhakti? Vyabhichara means divided, going astray or deviation. Vyabhichara means what? Deviation. Avyabhichara means without any deviation from devotion. Without any deviation from devotion is called avyabhicharini bhakti. Further, you want to know exactly avyabhicharini bhakti, ananya yoga means not questioning the Bhagavan, why me? Not questioning the Bhagavan, why me this pain given by Bhagavan to me? Why Bhagavan is so unjust? Never question the justice of Bhagavan towards you. That is called avyabhicharini bhakti. Now imagine how much devotion we have. At any time, any point of lifetime, you should not ask, why I am undergoing this pain? Why me? That question should not be asked at any point of time. That means I am doubting the judgment of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is giving the judgment to your karma phalam. Karma, as a performer of karma, you are the karta. As the experiencer of that karma phalam, you are a bhokta. So karta and bhokta you are, you don't have any preview, that is called preview. Before you are going to experience, like that cinema, before they are releasing, they show. preview. And they see how it is going to come. Like that, some preview can be available for us. This is your karma. This is so and so karma phalam. It is going to come. You may be ready for parihara, prayasittamo, something, whatever you want to do. Nothing comes to us. No preview. Preview means what? Viewing before the picture release. Our prarabdha karma release, before that, there is no preview. Therefore, what? Once it comes only, whether stones are going to fall on that or flowers are going to fall, we do not know. Whether people are going to praise or people are going to criticize, we do not know. And great loss may come in that film, suppose. Our jivan film, okay. What loss is going to come, we do not know. Pain. Therefore, may you have unflinching devotion towards me without any question. That is called avyabhicharini bhakti. If you have such a bhakti, you are relaxed. No anxiety, no tension. Therefore, at physical level, at mental level, at financial level, not to you or at least connected to your family members, they come problems, that also will influence, no? That also will influence your peace of mind. Is it not? Our family members' behavior and their prarabdha also influence our prarabdha. Why? No? Already I am facing my prarabdha. Not sufficient. I have to face other person's prarabdha of my family member. I have to face it, influence me. How difficult it is, you see. Facing one's own prarabdha itself is tough. And facing others' prarabdha also, that is why when you are in grihastha ashrama, why we take sannyasa ashrama, you know, now? Because let me face one prarabdha, okay. You may be looking at it. One prarabdha facing is fine, okay, Bhagavan, I can manage. If you enter in grihastha ashrama, along with one prarabdha, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all in-laws and partner, spouse, children, grandchildren, all of them. I told you in the last class, pet. All of their prarabdha I have to undergo. My God, how much difficult. Therefore, may you have devotion. Bhagavan alone will protect you from that storm, from that tsunami. Okay, from that tsunami storm, Bhagavan alone will protect. Prayer, prayer, prayer. He gives strength to you. Up to here we saw in the last class. Then next one, aratihi janasamsadihi. Another virtue is Vedantic seeker or a scriptural student. You are all scriptural students? Yes? Sometimes students do not know who they are. I remind them. You are all scriptural students. Students of scriptures. You are studying scriptures. Smriti, Bhagavad Gita, you are studying. Therefore, you are a scriptural student. Scriptural student, once in a while, go to a solitude place. Janasamsadi aratihi. Ratihi means reveling. Aratihi means not reveling. Not reveling in what? Not reveling in group of people. Too much relation, transaction, interaction, you avoid once in a while at least. Once in a while, may you learn to live alone. Janasamsadi aratihi. Jananam samsadihi. Mingling with people, social, you can have social ambience. Here, Shankaracharya specially point out, may you not have any association with those people who are all materialistic. Prakritaram janasamsadi mastuna. May you not have association with those people who talk about money, always artha kama. Money, 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 and enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. So these are all the discussions. If they open their mouth, they talk about what? Sarees, gold, what are all retail price getting, discount is going on, and real estate, buy one plot or flat, and irukkatame unga payanukku irukum ponnukku irukum vaangalame and ipdiye sollinde irupa. Save money and keep always and buy this and that. They always talk like this only, and they come to your house and see old TV. Still you are using this TV. Now new TV has come, new car has come, you buy. Like this they will go on talking. Some people have only this job, you know. What is that job? They go to other houses and they always see what are all old things are there, and they criticize. Don't use this. New grinding machine has come, new washing machine, all new, all new brand. Even kide vele, engenge new brand varadu, adu vaangradu. If anyone is not having, vaanga vekkradu. All of you buy. All of you buy this, buy that. Like that, go on talking. Artha kama pradhana person. They are called prakritaha. They don't have any samskara, they don't have dharma, moksha in their mind at all. They never talk about punya, they never talk about moksha, they never talk about God, they never talk about rituals, they talk about only Pandi Bazaar, Usman Road. They talk about only Pandi Bazaar, Usman Road. Yeah, shopping illa going on there only. Artha kama. Then five star hotel shopping, both refer to what? Artha kama. They are called asamskritaha, prakritaha. Never have association with them, but you can have association with sajjana samskaravatam samsadihi. May you have association with those people who talk about dharma, who talk about God, who talk about rituals, who talk about punyakshetrams, who talks about moksha. You can have association with them. That is good. May you not mingle, means not good people, you avoid mingling with good people, means what? You can never become a spiritual seeker without satsanga. Satsanga you can have, mingle with those people. Any mahatmas come, you have to go and visit, do namaskara, seek blessings. This is very good. Even you can stop your ritual activities also one day, nothing wrong. You can go far distance and you get darshan of that Mahatma and hear few nice words and come. So you will get more benefit. Therefore, satsangatve nissangatvam. May you have satsanga. Satsanga is possible only when you avoid dussanga. Narada says in Narada Bhakti Sutra, dussangaha sarvada tyajyaha. May you give up bad company. Dussanga means bad company, association with bad people. Who are bad people? Who always talk about finance, who always talk about entertainment. They are called bad people. What do you mean by bad people? They never have any inclination towards dharma and moksha. They are all evil-minded. Dhanam makuru dhanajana yavvana garvam ardhamanartham bhavaya nityam. Satsanga, if I have, Guru says or some Mahatma says, don't go behind money. Let money come behind you. Don't go behind money. Don't crave for entertainments. May you have simple life. May you have dharmic life. May you lead a virtuous life. This guidance I get from those people who are sajjana, not from durjana. Even my own family member is materialistic, suppose. Avoid that person's company. My own family member, very close to me, blood relation is there. Suppose that person is so materialistic, shun that relation immediately. Otherwise, you will come down from your spiritual pursuit. What Prahlada did? He renounced his father. He renounced his father, his own father, because he is Prakritaha. Therefore, may you not have any reveling idea or reveling thoughts towards people, worldly people. May you have attachment. Attachment means what? Association with noble people. Okay. Two extremities. Some people never live alone. They can't live alone. And some people, they never like the group. They don't like to mingle with the people. They always criticize. They always afraid of going to the public. Both are extremities. You should not avoid people's association totally. That is not right. That is called social sickness. Social sickness means they cannot adjust with the people, they cannot mingle with the people, therefore they are always alone, they don't want to talk with anyone, they don't want to see anyone, and they want to keep themselves away from the public, not talking with anyone. Some people cannot stand alone, they always want someone to talk, someone to share, all the time they want to someone to tunai irukkanu, company always. Therefore, any time the situation comes, you are alone at home, convert that into a sadhana. Don't say, I am alone at home, I am afraid of. Don't say like that. And if a person does a lot of puja and doing worshipping the Lord, everything, I am alone at home. Why can't you feel Bhagavan is there with me? Why I have to feel loneliness? I need not feel loneliness at all. Bhagavan is with me all the time. He is taking care of me. Therefore, aratihi janasamsadi means shun or dissociate with evil, bad company. Those people never mingle, but mingle with sajjana, noble people. Aratir janasamsadi. This habit, staying alone or solitude, will help you to do introspection. Antah pariksha chintana. Introspection you can do more and more when you are alone, because your mind is available for you. What is moksha? When you face your mind, whatever it may be, it is sometimes disturbed, it is sometimes very calm. Both the minds I face. Disturbed mind also I face. I don't want to escape from the disturbed mind. Some people don't want to escape from the disturbed. Whose mind? Their own mind. Their own mind, when it is disturbed, they want to have some deviation. They want to have some entertainment somewhere, cinema or friend's house. So otherwise some phone call, they call someone. Face your mind when it is disturbed. Do introspection. Why can't you face your own mind? Why you want to run away from your mind? See, asyantasya mano bharaha. When you have asyanti in your own mind, lot of bharam it is. Convert that disturbed mind into a calm mind by japa, by reading books, satsangatyam sadgrandha pathanam. Why can't you convert like that? Or do some introspection. What are all mistakes I have done? What is the cause for this disturbance in the mind? What are all areas I have to correct myself? This type of sadhana is possible when you are alone. Therefore, once in a while, go to a lonely place. Shankaracharya says, whether it is naturally spiritual oriented, or you can artificially convert that place into a spiritual atmosphere. Swabhavatahava, athava, you can make it, refine that place into a spiritual atmosphere. And Acharya writes, you can go to a Himalayas, you can go to the near river, Nadi Pulina, Aranya Nadi Pulina, pious, pure, clean place you can go and stay there. See that there should not be any tiger and lion. Simha, Mrigadi, you should not be there. Any insects or any scorpions, any snakes, they should not be there. Alone, and actually some people mad of solitude, and they go ingo kaatlo poi ukkanunde. They should be very safe place also. You should not sit just like that, and you should sit in such a place very safe, otherwise your mind will be disturbed again. If you go there, enna puli varumo, simham varumo, scorpion varumo, it will all come. You go and put a thatched house and sit there, daily or scorpion will come. Is it not? Scorpion dhyananda pannano. Not like that. Clean, safe and spiritually inclined. That place either you create or it is artificial or it is natural. Somehow you have to be there. Not every day. Once in a while you have to. This week now summer holidays comes, you can do lot of sadhana, introspection. Summer holidays, when we give, what do you do now? Visri. You can listen to cassettes, you can listen to CDs, you can read your notes, you can rewrite your notes. You can do lot of nididhyasanam, you can go to a nice place and spend calm and quietly without any much disturbance. Disturbance. So once in a while you have to be away from jana samsadi, durjana samsadi. This person is not interested in mingling with worldly people. Avan varana, even silent adva. Illana, going away from that person. Not joining any talk with that person. Never vanda paapam, ipo romba naalukku appuram vanditaru. Let me speak. If you speak even 10 minutes, you will lose sight of your whole goal. That person is having such a power, he pulls you back. He pulls you back and you forget Bhagavad Gita, you forget Upanishads, you forget everything. Avan attractive, that person. Therefore, be careful, any association of any person, however much he is close to me, either friend or family member, doesn't matter. If he is Artha Kama Pradhana, keep an eye on that person all the time. Be careful. Beware of dogs and board irukum. Ipdella sollakudadu. Avaru or veetu munnadi beware of dogs and board irukum. Adi alsation dog anna ninga jagartha irkanum. Adi maadhiri sila per vande appadida. And they will come and criticize you. Nee enna periya sanyasi maadhiri. Why you are living like this? I am so pity of you. Don't live like this. Enjoy life. Enjoy. You don't know how to enjoy. எல்லாம் நல்ல நல்ல லெசன் கொடுப்பான். அதுக்கப்புறம் பிரெயின் வாஷ். இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் யூ ஹாவ் டு பிரெயின் வாஷ் தட் பர்சன், தே வில் வாஷ் யுவர் பிரெயின் அண்ணா. வெரி கேர்ஃபுல். அரத்யஹி ஜனசம்சதிஹி, லிவ் அலோன். குட் that is very good for your more refinement, mental refinement and antah pariksha chintanam. This is called antah pariksha chintanam. Correction, correcting my own mind, putting in right track. Next one. Next shloka we have to read. Shloka 12. Vivikta desha sevitvam means living in solitude. Vivikta desha sevi. Vivikta means where there is no much crowd. Vivikta desham. Sevi means what? The one who resort to. Sevanam means what? One who resort to taking to that place where there is no much crowd. Going myself. And Aratir Jana Samsadi means not interested in mingling with the worldly people. Both are very close. Okay. Once you go to solitude, generally people won't be there. Okay. Then you have to put up with that, you know. You should not take some more gang along with you. அவங்கவேனா என்ன ஆயிருக்கும் இதே மாதிரி இருக்கும் அங்கே கூட திருப்பி. ஸோ டோன்ட் டேக் எனி ஒன். சப்போஸ் யூ ஆர் வெரி ஓல்ட், யூ கெனாட் டூ ஆன் யுவர் ஓன், ஜஸ்ட் டேக் ஒன் ஹெல்பர், தட்ஸ் ஆல். இதெல்லாம் எங்கே நடக்க போகிறது சுவாமினி, நாங்கள்லாம் எங்கே போகிறோம், நாங்கள்லாம் போக மாட்டோம். அது தெரியும், பிகாஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ் வில் நாட் அலவ் யூ. அதுதான் ஈவன் தே அலவ் ஆல்சோ. நானும் வரேன்னு சொல்லுவேன் அவங்க, நானும் வரேன்னு சொல்லுவேன். எங்கே தான் போக முடியும் கிரகஸ்தாசிரமில்? தேர் ஃபார் கன்வெர்ட் யுவர் ஹவுஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் ஒன் ரூம் ஃபார் யூ ஃபார் ஒன் டே. நோ ஒன் ஷுட் கம் அண்ட் டாக் அட் தட் டே. மௌனம், மௌனம். அண்ட் தட் டே யூ ஆர் டூயிங் ஆன் யுவர் ஓன் ஒன்ஸ் இன் எ வைல் லைக் தட். All this resort, why can't you use for that? Resort, the farmhouses people are having, all galata time anga. Why can't they convert those places into a solitude place? No? They can, but mind one inside talking, no? It is go on talking inside. The internal talking, that is more dangerous. Okay, next shloka. The last shloka in this virtues topic. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. Tatva jnana artha darshanam. Etat jnana mitif proktam. அஜ்ஞானம் எதத்தோன்யதா. திஸ் அரதிர் ஜன சம்சதி விவிக்த தேச சேவித்வம் கிவ்ஸ் பிரசாத டு யுவர் மைண்ட், காம்னெஸ், பீஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட். தட் இஸ் வை வென் யூ கெட் பிரசாதம் ஃப்ரம் பகவான், வை இட் இஸ் கால்டு பிரசாதா, வை இட் இஸ் கால்டு பிரசாதா. It gives peace of mind to you when you get the prasadam. Bhagavan's prasadam, when you get peace of mind. Like that, this Aratir Jana Samsadi Vivikta Desha Sevitvam gives you lot of peace. And if you live in that peaceful mind, your blood pressure comes down, your palpitation comes down, and your whole body will be set right. Adha. Health point of view also you can think it is very, very good. You recoup with your body, energy, energizing your body. Holidays madri, holiday, vadambaki manasiki holiday. Holiday is a holy day in artham. What do you mean by holiday? Holiday is a holiday when you convert into a holy day. Holy day. Now, last but one, two more are there. First, 8th shloka, Lord Krishna gave 9 virtues. Amanitva, madam, hitvam, ahimsa, kshanti, arjavam, ajaryo, pasanam, shaucham, atmasthairya, vinigraha, all 9 virtues he has given. 8th shloka. Then 9 and 10 and 11, each shloka he gave 3 virtues. Totally 9 virtues in 3 slokas. In this sloka, 12th sloka, only 2 virtues. The last and final important virtues. Tattvajnanartha darshanam is the 19th virtue. Tattvajnanartha darshanam, 19th virtue. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam is the 20th virtue. All these 18 virtues, 9 plus 9, 18 virtues are arat upakarakam. They are parampara jnana sadhanam. Not directly they are helping for jnanam. They are only intermediary, parampara, arat upakarakam. Whereas these two, 19 and 20th virtues, two are the sakshad upakarakam. Very, very important. Culmination of virtues. What is that first one in this shloka? Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. In that shloka, second half. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam is the 19th virtue. That is 20th virtue. Now you take tattva jnanartha darshanam, second half of the first line of 12th shloka. What do you mean by tattva jnanartha darshanam? It is a virtue. It is also a virtue. Tattva means the reality. Jnana means knowledge. Knowledge about the truth. Tattva jnanam. What is the truth? Atma. Atma satyam, anatma mithya. Jagat, Ishvara and Jiva. Between these three, what is the tattvam? Ishvara is atma tattvam. The Jiva is also atma tattvam. So Ishvara and Jiva both are one and the same. Atma is the tattvam of Ishvara upadhi and Jiva upadhi. Both of them are one and the same, one Atma, Eka Atma. Jagat Nama Rupa is Mithya Anatma. The Tattvam of this Anatma and Anatma. Tattva Jnanam. Jnanam means knowledge. Knowledge about the truth. Truth is Atma. Other than Atma, to know Atma, you are using Nama Rupa. Body-mind complex, and you are using another nama rupa, books, guru, and other names and forms you are using for your survival of the body. You are interacting with many nama rupas in this world. Entire nama rupa is anatma. It is matter. Other than nama rupa, what is there? The satyam, that is Brahman or Atma, is that is the Tattva Jnanam. Knowing that Atma is one, Anatmas are many, Namarupas are many, they are always changing, they are always having attributes, they are always having arrival and departure. I, the Atma, I am free from this Anatma Nama Rupa. I am Satyam, that is Tattvam, that is Jnanam. Artha, with this knowledge is more useful. This is the knowledge I have to get. Physics knowledge, chemistry knowledge, English knowledge, computer knowledge, music knowledge, dance knowledge, they are all not going to give any prayojanam at all. Final prayojanam is only in this. Insecurity, anxiety, these two are the sign of samsara. Insecurity, what is going to happen to me in future? In future, now worrying in present, what is going to happen? Insecurity. What is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to my family members? What is going to happen to my possessions? This much worry, insecurity is always behind in the mind, subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is so powerful than conscious mind. conscious mind is only very 1%. Whenever you react, when you ever respond to others, whenever you immediately answer, all are coming based on your subconscious mind. Because subconscious mind, that area is so big, so vast in the mind, and the subconscious mind. Conscious mind is romba kammi. Therefore, everyone behave based on their subconscious mind. And that's why they say many times, sorry, sorry, sorry. You know why sorry? Why they sorry? Say sorry. The sorry, sorry I say because I speak, I act because of my subconscious mind. Because my conscious mind is not helping me, I am totally subservient to my subconscious mind. My subconscious mind is having lot of inhibitions, lot of fear, lot of anxiety, lot of insecurity. That I express when I am immediately respond. We do not know this. Therefore, my insecurity, my fear, my anxiety is because of my subconscious mind level. I have immense ignorance about myself. I do not know about my nature. I do not know why I am born, where from I have come. I do not know where am I going. I do not know. Just like a programmed person, I feel hungry, I eat. I feel sleepy, I sleep. I wake up and I go and here and there and do some job. Mechanical, mission-like people are working. And the subconscious mind, they never try to handle. Every person's behavior you see, amazing. Even that person himself or herself do not know why they talk like that, why they behave like that. Why? Because of subconscious mind. That is why at subconscious mind level, tremendous insecurity, tremendous anxiety is there. That is called samsara. Since I am desirous of coming out from this anxiety, insecurity, I want to get a jnanam of this tattvam. That is the prayojanam. This prayojanam, if I remember all the time inside, I never miss my class. I am coming to class for what sake? To improve my emotional strength I want to get. I want to come out of this insecurity. I want to come out of my fear. I want to come out of my anxiety. I want to come out of my all limitations. This uneasiness in the mind, this restlessness in the mind, I want to come out of. That prayojanam, if I want to get, I should not lose sight of this tattva jnanam. Tattva jnana, artha means prayojanam. Artha has got two meanings. Artha means meaning of the word is also called artha. Another meaning of artha is prayojanam. Prayojanam of what? Tattva jnana. Tattva jnana artha darshanam. Remembering the benefit of Bhagavad Gita class. Remembering the benefit of studying scriptures. Remembering the benefit of this spiritual education. Because this is the education gives me mental strength. Otherwise, like a baby, no, as long as baby is getting strength in his or her legs, baby cannot walk. Baby can walk when the legs are strong. Similarly, when I am emotionally strong enough, I can face this insecurity, anxiety, everything I can face. Otherwise, I become a very weak person, emotionally weak. And for everything, tears will come. Edhi chunnala kannula thanni vandudu. Oriye bhayam bhayam bhayama irukum. So this type of life is more, disturbing life. I don't want such life. I want to get emotional strength. Not depending upon anyone in this world. I want to depend on my own. Not physically. Internal, mental, emotional strength I want. Therefore, this prayojanam, if I know this, this is called Tivra Mumukshutvam. Tivra Mumukshutvam is very rarely people have. வென் நிறைய அடிபட்டதுக்கு அப்புறம்தான் நிறைய பேர் வருவான். நிறைய பேர், வெரி ஃபியூ பீப்புள் கம் வித்தவுட் எனி அடி. தேர்ஃபோர் ரிமெம்பரிங் நாட் லூசிங் சைட் ஆஃப் த பிரயோஜனம் ஆஃப் திஸ் தத்வஜானம் ஈஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் தர்ஷனம். தர்ஷனம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நாட் லூசிங் சைட் ஆஃப் த பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் எஜுகேஷன். If I know this education is very important, how can I miss the classes? Any course, for example, a doctor, how many years he has to study? So many years. To study PhD or MPhil, how many years you have to study? So many years. Similarly, this study is also a study which is the ultimate study. Very important. I never postpone, I never miss the class for simple, meager reasons. Simple reason, I never miss the class. My top priority is Shastra. Why? Shastra study gives me mental strength, emotional strength, how to face my life. That is called Tattva Jnana Artha Darshanam. If I don't have this, if I waste my time, it will not come back. Then once I become a Tivra Mumukshu, then what I have to do? Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam. I have to enter into a spiritual educational program institution. What is that? Class. Just as your children are going to the class, students, regular attendance, regular study, regular education, to get master degree in that education, what to talk of Atma Jnanam? How can I take this Atma Jnanam just casual? Because I am not serious of my study, because I am not knowing the prayojanam of Tattva Jnanam. The moment I know the prayojanam of Tattva Jnanam, I become a serious student, studious student. I become a regular, consistent, systematic study I take up. Are our children are irregular to the college? Are they are irregular in their studies? If they study like that, what they get? They cannot get anything. This study is also like that. If I become like a college student or school student to my Vedantic study, that is called Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. The next step you take up what? Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam. Adhyatma means here Atma Jnanam. Adhi Atma. I focus on Atma Swarupam. Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. But simple reason, I stop the class and miss the many classes, miss important slokas, and continuing studying without understanding anything. What is the use? Consistent and systematic study of Vedantic scriptures under a competent, alive teacher, not 17th century teacher or 15th century teacher. Alive teacher for a length of time, that Shravanam I take up. I take up the Shravanam is my priority, top priority. What about other? They're all secondary. After completing this study only, if rest of the time it is there, I spend for family, other duties. This is the priority. That is called Tivra Mumukshutvam, Shravanam. Consistent study of scripture, systematically studying, not casually studying here and there. I am a serious student of Vedanta. Then mananam. This shravanam is ajnana nivrityartham, pramana asambhavana, prameya asambhavana, viparita bhavana. There are lot of doubts in my mind. In Shastra, talking about Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, the whole world is like a dream. Inna? The whole world is like a dream. Yarkana? Swami Yarkana? World is like a dream to Guru or to Shishya. Guru is telling, Guru has got that Mithyatva Nischayam. What about me? Shastra is talking Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. I have a doubt. That is called Pramana Asambhavana. And Pramana, Shastra Pramana, I have a doubt. How can this universe be like a dream? I am not able to swallow. Therefore, I doubt the Shastra Pramana, Krishna's teaching. I eat kodakattai, I eat murukku chidai. Adi matram vidamattai. But Krishna's teaching la edho engiyo thagararna. Teaching la thagararilla. Unam buddhi kulla da thagarar. In not studying Shastra systematically. I must have pramanya buddhi on Shastra just like to see bacteria, you use what pramanam? What is the means to see bacteria? Your eyes? Can you see bacteria with your eyes? No. Then what is the pramanam? Only microscope. Microscope is the means to see the bacteria. To see the stars, distant stars, what is the pramanam? What is the means? Only telescope. To see the distant things. You rely upon telescope to see the stars. You rely upon the microscope to see the bacteria. You rely upon your eyes to see the external objects. How much trust you are having? After seeing bacteria, you have any doubt? These are bacteria or not, who knows? Yeah, you have used the microscope. Microscope gives the correct picture. No other pramana can function regarding bacteria. Telescope is the pramanam. No other pramanam can work regarding stars. Similarly, this is the jasmine flower. Which pramanam can serve except eyes? Ears cannot function, nose cannot function. No other pramanam can function. You are trusting your eyes or not? After your eyes seeing this is jasmine, you got jasmine. I have a doubt whether my eyes are reporting properly or not. I have a doubt my eyes are reporting properly or not. You never doubt your eyes. Suppose because of old age cataract you see one flower as two. That is a different thing. Naturally, generally, regularly you never doubt your eyes. You rely upon your eyes. Like that, they are all means in their own field. Similarly, regarding Atma, regarding God, regarding this universe, the nature, the tattvam of this personality, person and everything, who is the pramanam? Except Shastra, there is no other pramanam. Therefore, I must rely upon Shastra. Whom I am worshipping God from so many decades, Shastra is the pramanam to say who is God and who are you. Shastra is the pramanam. And what is this universe? You do not know anything. What are the five elements? How they have come? What is their nature? Who is pramanam? Shastra is the pramanam. Therefore, never have doubt regarding pramanam, Shastra pramanam, to know Jagat, Ishvara, Jiva and their nature and their connection. Never have any doubt. If I have doubt, pramana asambhavana anartham inda adella asambhavam pramanam edho solradhe thavare enakku matram uttika mata anna shraddha illai ananda anda pramanam mele shraddha illai. How much you are trusting your eyes? Why can't you trust the Shastra? Shastra is talking, you are Atmaswarupam. You are not the body. Yes? Is it true? Yes. If you have trust in Shastra, you will own up, you will claim that I am Brahman, Atma, I am not the body. If I have trust in Shastra, that much trust I must have. In spite of studying 15 years, 20 years, I am not getting Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam, still I have Atma, Deha Abhimana. Purna Pramanya Buddhi has not yet come. That is the only thing. I have not yet got that Pramanya Buddhi in Shastra. Just as I rely upon my eyes, I have to trust on that Shastra Mata. That is called Pramanya Buddhi. For that I have to do lot of mananam. correct your notions, correct your mind, thinking pattern, change your thinking pattern. Otherwise, what will happen? When person is eating food, as he is eating, going from other side, entering food from one entry and going out from another entry, enna prayojanam? Can he become a healthy person? Whatever you are eating, it must be assimilated. It must be assimilated. Assimilated food gives strength. Consumed food cannot give strength. Correct? Similarly, Shastra also like that. Therefore, Adhyatma Jnanam Nityatvam. Nityatvam means constantly, with commitment. Who am I first? I am husband of so-and-so, wife of so-and-so, son of so-and-so, daughter of so-and-so. Who am I? I am a Vedantic student. Are you able to say boldly? To yourself, not to me. Who are you? Now I am a Vedantic, sincere student of so-and-so, Swamini or Guru. I have to feel inside, not to tell others. Then only I am wife of so-and-so, son of so-and-so, daughter of so-and-so, and living so-and-so place. Then secondary they are all. Immediate thought should come what in my mind? I am a Vedantic student. I am a student of scriptures. What for? Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. I know the prayojanam of Shastra. Therefore my priority is Shastram. Therefore I am doing Adhyatma Jnana, study and mananam and nididhyasanam. Viparita Bhavana has to go. Never think if you listen one sloka that you have heard Gita. Never. Same sloka you have to listen hundreds of times minimum. From teacher minimum 50 times you have to recollect thousands and thousands of times. That is why Jnanam is gradual. It is not just like a revolution. It is a gradual clarity you get. Now moon is there or not? Up above, moon is there or not? There. How bright it is? Can you see the brightness of the moon? No. When you can see the brightness of the moon? Another 2 days, Purnami is going to come, Chandra Grahanam is going to come. You all of you know that. The moon brightness comes when the sun recedes. Even though moon is there, in the sunlight, you cannot see the moonlight. Moonlight is so prominent when the sun recedes. Evening 6 o'clock also moon is not that much bright. 8 o'clock is also not bright. The total sun recedes, then 12 o'clock the moon is so bright, without light you can see everything in moonlight. Like that, even though I am Brahman now, I am Atma Swarupam, I am not able to claim I am Brahman because my Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Ajnana, Adhyasa, still they are there at outset. They have to recede. How they recede? Gradually they recede. It takes years, decades, if I am consistent. If I am not consistent, if I am not regular and studying 10 years, 20 years and 30 years, nothing is working. Yana. No consistency. Therefore, I have to dwell upon that. Shravana, manana, nididhyasana must be complete. First, without Shravana, what can I do? Contemplation. Nididhyasanam is not possible. Shravaname tagarara irukkumbodhu. Shravanam propera pannaname. Because I am in grihastashrama, I have responsibilities, I have lot of things to be done in the family, I am not able to focus. True. That is why lot of time. Clarity takes lot of time. It is a gradual process. Your ajnana recedes gradually. Every listening, second listening, third listening, fourth listening, you are listening the same Brahma, Sattu, Chittu. No difference. Atma, Anatma, they word them. But if I listen again and again and again and again, again and again, I get more and more clarity, more and more clarity. Gradually you understand. Therefore, Atma Jnanam is not a flash. Understand? Atma Jnanam is not a flash to happen at a particular moment today, April 1st. Swamini, today I have got Jnanam. No. It is April 1st. Andha madri illa nadakkadu. It takes decades. Decades and decades to get Nishtha. Therefore, Lord Krishna concludes, all virtues must culminate into Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. One must know the importance of the study of scriptures, Tattvam. Then they have to take up the study as a top priority in one's life. There are many people and many things, many responsibilities deviate you, distract you, pulls you back from your study. They do like that only. By that time you become old. Never lose sight of a person. Real virtue is what now? The important virtue for a Vedantic seeker is Tattva Jnana Artha Prayojana Darshanam. If I see the Prayojanam, only I become a Tivra Mumukshu. Until I become Tivra Mumukshu, Shravanam doesn't work. Even it works, it gives Chitta Shuddhi. For a decade, Chitta Shuddhi ki ayadu. Second decade, enna ayadu na ekagrata ki. Third decade lo da Ajnana Nivruthi. Priyaradillo, idella therinja vishayam da. Chitta Shuddhi, Ekagrata, then Viparita, Avarana Nivruthi, Ajnana Nivruthi, Yappada Nadakaporadu. When I become committed to this study, so much travel, no, lot of travel. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.